This is Sergeant Investigator Jeremy Lubertz with the Morris County Sheriff's Office, and the date is 11/24/2012, and the time right now is 12:58 hours. I'm currently in the intoxilizer room at the Morris County Jail, and currently present with me is Byron Smith, and this will be a continuation, a follow-up interview with Byron. And Byron, just for the record, will you please state your full name and date of birth?
My name is Byron David Smith, and I was born on 11 June 1948.
Okay. Now, Byron, I had talked with you previously. You had been placed under arrest today.
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yesterday, whatever.
Yesterday, actually. In fact, it was, yes, on the 23rd. I had previously read you what's called the warning and consent form. Those are your Miranda warning legal rights. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Would you like me, before I talk to you, to reread you these Miranda warning rights?
I remember them from before. That's sufficient.
Okay. So it's fair to say that you remember and understand your rights?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Having these rights in mind, are you willing to answer some more questions that I have for you?
I'm certainly willing to listen to the questions.
Okay. Did you get a chance to talk with an attorney?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I talked with Greg on the phone, and basically what he said was that things so far are going well enough.
Okay. Okay. So you said you talked to an attorney, his name was Greg, on the phone, is that correct?
Yes.
While you were up here in the jail?
Greg Larson, yes.
Okay, and this was after I had initially talked to you the first time, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and after speaking to your attorney, are you okay with talking to me now without your attorney present and answer any further questions that I have for you?
Yes, I'm willing to talk with you, even though he's not here now.
Okay, okay. And you do know that you do have the right to have him present with you at any time during any further questioning that I have. You understand that, right?
I understand that.
And you're willing to waive that right to talk to me, answer some questions?
Yes, I waive that right now.
Okay, okay. And then, Byron, I just have a few other questions for you in regards to this matter. First question I have for you is, you mentioned that you had a security camera video system set up at your house, correct?
It was a preliminary setup. I was still in the process of doing it, but the cameras have been running for the past week or more.
Okay.
And there are four outdoor cameras placed around the house. Because of my previous training in such matters, I believe in having a system that's concealed as well as practical. I'm not totally satisfied with the locations of the cameras, but it's a good start.
Okay. Where were your cameras set up? You say they were all outside, is that
right?
I
was monitoring two cameras on the basement door, one camera on the front living room door, and one camera looking at the approach to the main door from the driveway.
Okay.
I have not yet got one installed looking directly at that door.
Okay.
But it's, as I said, it will be an ongoing system for a long while.
Okay. And these cameras were all outside, is that correct?
Yes, they're all outdoors.
Was there any cameras inside the house at all?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
Right now I've only got a 4-channel machine hooked up. I'm going to swap it out for an 8-channel machine that I already have.
Okay. And the system you got set up, where's your monitor kept at?
The monitor is in the basement shop on the bench at the outside or south end of the shop.
Okay. And that is the, when I say monitor, I'm referring to a TV monitor that projects what the cameras are showing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a rack mount set of three monitors. One of them is only one of them is hooked up because the digital video recorder only has a single monitor output.
Okay.
If any single camera is important, it can be operated as an independent loop-through, but it's not switchable.
Okay. So, at the time this incident occurred at your house, when you said these two broke into your house,
yes.
How many cameras were recording, do you think?
All of them.
All of them. So
yes.
All of your outside ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The system has maybe about 60-hour recycle time, which allows me to review it every other day to see what's happening.
Okay.
And I have found mice in my leaves and squirrels running through and all that kind of stuff. It's got pretty good resolution.
Okay. And then it records onto, you said, is it a...
It's a hard drive.
It's a hard drive.
Yeah.
So it's digitally recorded.
Right.
Okay. And then to view this, is there a password or a security code to get into this?
I've already offered to give that to anyone who wants to look at it. I consider it good verification and more accurate than the information I gave earlier.
Okay. Are you willing to share with me the security code to get into that?
It's the user password. In fact, I'll give you full instructions on how to pull the information out later. If you want to record them, we can, or we can do it now.
Why don't we go through it now?
Okay. You would unplug the machine and turn it off and unplug it and bring it up here to use it. So that you could, you know, so that you wouldn't have to be working in my house. You could do it under your own circumstances. Have some sort of a digital recorder ready to record the information as it comes off, because you don't want all of it. There'll be just, you know, an hour or two that you want. Mm-hmm. Then the time set on the machine's clock is fairly accurate. It's within a few minutes. So the information is marked by day and date.
Okay.
The time.
Okay.
You
said it's marked by day and date, correct?
I misspoke on date. It's the day, the number of the day, and the time of the day.
Okay.
So that information is digitally encrypted in the signal, so it cannot be corrupted.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why it's a good machine.
Sure.
Anyway, after you get it up here, you turn it on again, and it goes through the boot-up cycle. And then it stops doing things, and that means it's fully booted. It's ready to record. Depending on the mode, it might switch into record by itself. Then, what you would do is you'd push buttons until it asks you for the username and password. Select user 1 by pushing button 1.
Okay.
Then the password for user 1 is factory default, 1234.
Okay.
So if 1 is to select user 1, and then 1234, then it gives you menus that are very self-explanatory. One of the reasons why I asked the State Department in our equipment survey to put these machines into the inventory is that it's self-evident enough that you really don't need a manual.
Okay.
But you take the obvious choices until you get to the choice of playback or time-lapse playback. Time-lapse playback will be over in the lower right-hand corner. And you use the up, down, left, right buttons to move the cursor over to that and hit time-lapse playback. Then it will give you time choice, where it can either play the whole thing and you'll waste half your day looking at it, or you can input the start time and go forwards from that, or the stop time and go backwards from that.
Okay. Is that basically it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you will at the same time select which camera you want to look at, or if you want to look at the quad view. For your interests, you could do the quad view to determine the areas of interest and then look at the, and then for more resolution, look at one camera at a time within that.
Okay.
I considered the machine to be a good choice for people not accustomed to these because the menus are pretty much self-evident.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, by the way, the four-channel ones that the State Department cost $5,000. I've been buying these on eBay for $200.
Wow. It's quite a difference.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a cell phone?
Yes, but it's currently not active because the time expired because I don't use it much.
Okay, so what kind of cell phone is it? Is it a prepaid?
I got it free as a leftover. When the project shut down, they didn't take in the old cell phones because they were old.
Okay.
And $460 million project. Who cares about an out-of-date 20-buck cell phone?
Okay.
So they were abandoned, so I kept mine.
When's the last time you used that cell phone?
I tried to turn it on about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And that's when I found out the time had expired.
Okay.
In other words, I hadn't used any for so long that the time...
Okay.
But the only place I'm able to get it filled for free without buying a contract is that mobile T1.
Okay. Have you refilled this contract or been using it at all?
I'm afraid to make trips to St. Cloud because I'll get raided.
Okay.
I haven't left town. I haven't gone shopping.
Okay.
I intended to, and I'm sure I will because it's a nice little phone, smaller than your recorder.
Okay. So it hasn't been functioning or working for, you figure, 2 months, or you turned it on
two months ago. It wasn't working. I don't know when it expired.
Okay. Okay. What was the, what's the number for that cell phone?
Oh, sure. 320-296-2043.
Okay. And then, so mostly you've been using the,
Totally.
The phone in your home, correct?
Right. The one on the kitchen.
Okay. How many phones do you have in your house?
There are two that are plugged in, one in the kitchen, one down in the shop.
Okay. So
there are many phones in the house because I do electronics. I don't have the one in the bedroom plugged in because I don't like getting woken up when I'm sleeping.
Okay. All right. And the bedroom you're referring to where you don't want to be
bedroom,
woken up?
The corner bedroom.
Is that, where is that located in the house? Upstairs, downstairs, or where?
It's the northwest corner on the main floor.
Okay.
The house was built as a retirement home. Everything necessary is on the main floor.
Okay. All right. And the bedroom that you showed me that the window was broken out of, is that the one, the
yes.
bedroom you're referring to that you sleep in?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I don't dare anymore because I'm afraid that Mr. Williams, who occasionally does crazy things when he gets drunk, will come and shoot me in my sleep some night.
Okay.
I'm very worried about that.
Okay. How many vehicles do you own, Byron?
That's a complicated question because I don't use all of them. I have a silver Chevy S10 pickup, and I have a Cayenne. Those are the two vehicles I keep in the garage. I only use the Cayenne for road trips. It's not a grocery car, it's a heavy car. I inherited a maroon Oldsmobile Cutlass, 94, I think, from my mom, and currently I'm just keeping it because it only has 16,000 miles as in is in extremely good condition. I have a I also have a 69 Chevy Nova that was running, but a tree fell on it, and restoration is on hold for lack of time.
Okay. How, to clarify with you, how many pickup trucks do you own?
One.
One? And what kind of pickup truck is that?
Silver Chevy S10 95.
Okay. Where is that pickup currently parked at?
It's parked in a cul-de-sac north of my other property, which is the adjacent property to the north.
Okay. This other property, do you remember what road, or where the truck is parked that you said, do you remember what road that is? You know, the
name
of the road? Okay.
Okay.
How far from your residence that you live at is it parked?
3 minute walk.
About a 3 minute walk. Okay. So are we talking like, how many blocks do you think? How many blocks away?
One.
How many?
One.
One block? Okay. So fairly close,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Why do you have that vehicle parked over there?
I needed to clean out the garage and I wanted it out of the way for a while.
Okay.
It's the time of the year to clean out the garage before it gets too cold to do it.
Okay. And you said, is that where you have the where you had the truck parked? Is it in front of some property that you own there?
No. No, it's just out of the way, out of sight. I didn't want it vandalized.
Okay. When did you park that truck there?
It Let's see, I was starting cleanup. That would have been Thursday morning.
So Thursday morning, you said you parked it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. That would have been the trigger for them coming to see me. That would have been the trigger. That's why they came. They thought I had gone away.
Okay.
They saw me drive the truck out, and they didn't see me come back because I walked back.
Okay.
And that's why they came.
Okay. So you drove the truck out of your residence that morning, Thursday
yeah.
morning, you
uh-huh.
said, correct? Which
yeah.
was Thanksgiving morning?
Right.
Okay. And then you drove it over to this cul-de-sac, which I believe is Oak Lane. Does that sound accurate to you?
There is an Oak Lane there, yeah.
Okay. Was this Oak Lane that you parked your truck alongside the road on?
Yes.
Okay. And what time did you go and move your vehicle and park it there? Do you remember?
Mid-morning.
Mid-morning?
Yeah, mid-morning.
Can you give me a rough idea about what time that would be?
I'm guessing a little after 11.
A little after 11
yeah.
o'clock.
That should be on the videotape. You can
okay.
get the exact time.
Okay. Okay. So you parked it over there and then you walked back to your house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you own property off of Oak Lane?
No.
Okay.
No, I just wanted it out of the way because I keep my garages locked. I'm worried about vandalism.
Okay. Have you ever parked your vehicle over there before?
No, I haven't.
Prior to this day?
No.
No, you haven't. What made you do it? What made you want to park it over there?
Out of sight.
On Thanksgiving.
Out of the way. Because I wanted it out of the garage, but I'm not leaving anything out where anybody can get to it.
But wouldn't you be afraid somebody would come and break into it while it's parked along the road there?
They're not being raided over there. I'm being raided.
Okay. Oh, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
Yeah. If it's out of sight, it's, well, the property adjacent to mine was raided at the same time as the last break-in.
Okay.
They kicked in the garage door, they kicked in the basement door.
Okay.
So I couldn't even park it there.
Okay. There was what appeared to be possibly blood in the box, possibly, or on the vehicle. Can you tell me where that would have came from?
Trying to remember, you'd have to check to see if it was human blood or beaver blood.
Okay.
I did carry the beaver there, but there wouldn't have been very much.
Okay. Did you ever, like, throw beaver that you had in the box of the pickup
yeah.
or anywhere in the pickup?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Okay. Or it, that section of property is still quite wild. There's a varmint problem, too.
Okay.
So, if it's more than a month old, it could have been coyote blood,
mm-hmm.
or could have been muskrat blood.
Okay. You mentioned it might have also been human blood. Can you tell me why?
That.
Okay.
I was dripping all over the place. You'll find big pools of my blood on the floor in the basement.
You pointed and referred to that, and I see you got a scab on the top of your
yeah.
head. Is that because you're saying that because if you had an injury to the top of your head,
yeah.
that would have
in
caused
fact,
the blood?
Specifically, it'd be a week and a half ago now, I was carrying a box up the stairs, and near the top of the stairs, I overbalanced backwards.
Okay.
And I still feel like I've been given a massage with a pair of tire irons. And when I slid down the stairs head first, of course, it was my head that struck at the bottom.
Okay. Okay.
And I was dripping off and on throughout the day, so it might be mine.
Okay.
There is no reason whatsoever, though, that it would be either the male or the female that were in the basement.
Okay.
But
Byron,
I now realize why they came while I was there.
Why is that? Why do you think?
Because they thought I was gone.
Okay. Because of you you parking your truck over
Yeah.
in Upper Fulton?
I moved the truck out of vandalism range, and so they assumed that I was gone.
Did you have any other vehicles parked out in your yard
No.
after you moved the truck?
I have in the past couple weeks, I had two out in the garage, but I moved them into the three-car garage in the adjacent property. Because I'm hiding everything.
That pickup of yours, do you typically leave that parked outside when you're home?
I have about half the time during this past summer, yes.
Okay.
Depending upon where things are, what I'm doing, I might park it behind the cedar trees or in the driveway if I'm going back and forth for things. I use the truck as a work vehicle in the yard. I haul the trailer with it.
Okay. Byron, that's all the questions I had at this point. So,
I'm shocked that I never realized that.
Okay. Byron, this concludes the statement then, and the time is 01:19 hours.